All right, here's a few tips. Who knows? Maybe three or four tips we'd like to relate. Hey, Leaf.
You betcha, baby. Hey, how it's going?
It is going good. Man, I've been wanting to get you in here. We got Steelhead season that started. I think last time we got together, it was just ready.
It's been about a week and a half now.
Yeah, and so you've been into it for a week. So
Yeah, about a little, since the opening second.
Yeah.
Managed to grab one first cast.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, of course it never happened. No.
The fish of 1,000 casts and you get one on the first
cast. Yeah,
cast.
And yeah, not only that, quickly explain that one. First cast and, not a long cast, just let it drift. And it was still pretty dark, so I could, it was pale morning there. And I could feel it, though, at the end of the swing. And then when I reached down to the reel to start to reel, the little lever doohickey on the reel was gone. It had fallen off while we were shuttling stuff around that morning.
Oh, and that makes an interesting retrieve.
Yeah, there was just a tiny little screwlet thing there, and so I just kind of, with my index finger and thumb, just pinched it and tried to reel as much as I could, and got that sucker in, and it was a keeper. So I slowed down, and I just started, watching my friends at that point. And yeah, last week we were talking about, don't worry, you'll never limit out real quick. Well,
yeah.
Then my buddy's wife, Chrissy, she stepped in and she got one right away, and she didn't chill out, and she got two within 15, 20 minutes and didn't even get to get in the boat.
Oh.
She just had to, pack it in, unless she wanted to sit there and watch us all day. So she went shopping and hung out with her friends and talked about how she kicked our butts at fishing.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
I would say kicking your butt at fishing would be definitely a bragging right.
Oh, that was great.
Well, and so how's it to continue now? I'm guessing that, the weather's getting colder. Things are changing weather-wise.
Yeah.
There's probably the fish are getting used to seeing a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was out with the guys from North 40 this morning. I checked the water temps. It was 42 on the button.
Okay.
And that was right about Benson Creek area, I think I checked it. Mm-hmm. And so I remember last time we were talking, it had just been coming out of the low 50s. So it's already dropped almost, an average 10 degrees in this last two and a half weeks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's kind of changing the mood of the fish a little bit, but, not too much. They're still pretty focused on those eggs that the summer Chinook spawn, I can't tell if it's maybe wrapping up or if that first wave is kind of, crested, because I'm not seeing quite as many, and they don't seem quite as narrowly focused on just the egg. They're starting to hit some swung bugs, and some stone flies again too.
Okay. So things, and I'm trying to remember what degree you said that is kind of just exactly in the pocket. Was it 44?
Well, when you're talking about really having them be super frisky and the possibility of still getting them on the skate is 53.
Oh,
you know, 53. It seems to be, they always say 55 for dry fly, kind of 52 is another golden number for feeding or whatever. But I just say right there in between at 53, is definitely is kind of like a special point there. But, it's first thing in the morning, we'll be hitting fish too at 42 degrees. It's just that their mood's a little bit different, or maybe they will let themselves slide into a place of least resistance, either against a bank or further down the hole, because their metabolism's a little bit lower when they're colder.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
But again,
then all the more reason to know what you're doing, know what they're doing, and present right, and just basically do things as good as you can.
Yeah, and we've had some other small bug hatches right now that would definitely pay to exploit that desire for those bugs, because we have some large brown calabatus, those October caddis nymphs, so if they're not in the mood for eggs, they might just be in the mood for something else. I've seen them really keyed in on those calabatus lately too.
Okay.
And man, not only the steelhead, of course, but holy cow, some of the trout that we've been catching have been amazing, and it's made me almost want to put a dry fly trout rig back on and just do some of that again, because they're just such chunkers.
Yeah, I know. Well, before we got on the air, we were talking, and you've had some great stories. Now you're pretty booked up these days.
Halfway through November right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Been going nonstop.
Okay, so there's if what we're talking about sort of makes you realize that, gee, I should learn something or pick up a few pointers or learn how to do it, you probably do. Leaf does take clients, but this is the time of year where people are pretty excited.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you can book with me. We got to book in advance. Usually Steelhead just is always kind of like that. People get really excited about Steelhead. But, you know, anytime, I'm always happy to give people tips. I get calls once in a while just asking what the conditions are like or what I suggest. And, I email me or call me anytime, no problem. We're on Facebook, too. You can give me a call direct at 509-429-7298. You can email me direct at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can find me there on Facebook. Just look for Methow Fishing Adventures and shoot me a message or just a phone call anytime. I'd be happy to help you if I can.
All right.